With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After 2 months, the Gaza ceasefire is no more. Israel launched airstrikes on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip overnight, killing hundreds of people, according to the Palestinians.
The surprise bombardment early on Tuesday shattered a ceasefire in place since January and threatens to fully reignite the 17-month war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after Hamas refused Israeli demands to change the ceasefire agreement. The White House said it had been consulted and voiced support for Israel's actions.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, roughly 24 Israeli hostages are still being held by Hamas in Gaza. The terror group says those captives are under what it calls a death sentence. There are hopes that today's phone call between Presidents Trump and Putin could advance the cause of peace in Ukraine.
President Trump told reporters there was a lot of diplomatic work done with Russia over the weekend on ending the war in Ukraine. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says,
"We are on the 10th yard line of peace, and we've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment."
Trump also said land and power plants are part of the conversation, describing that as dividing up assets. Leavitt was asked if Kyiv was on board with that.
"That has been part of the discussion between the president's team and the Ukrainians."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. The administration will be releasing roughly 80,000 files, according to Mr. Trump. He had promised the document dump during his campaign. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 112 points. This is SRN News. Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is an executive producer of a new movie.
The film The Last Supper depicts the events of Jesus' last dinner with his disciples before his death on the cross. Tomlin told churchleaders.com that the movie is right on the nose biblically and is beautifully and powerfully done. Tomlin's song No Greater Love is featured during the closing credits. It's a song he wrote before knowing about the movie, but Tomlin said it fits perfectly. George Williams, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition continuing its crackdown on the country's LGBTQ plus community. Members this week submitting a bill to parliament that would ban the popular Budapest Pride event and allow authorities to use facial recognition software to identify those who attend. The Hungarian government portrays itself as a champion of traditional family values. This is SRN News. Well, it may not be the huge throne that he once occupied, but King Coal could soon play a larger, renewed role in American energy production.
In a Truth Social post late Monday, President Trump said, quote, "After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, particularly China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of all coal-fired power plants, I'm authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal," end quote. 120 coal-fired plants are scheduled to shut down over the next 5 years. The Trump administration says keeping those plants online could help lower energy costs and supply energy to data centers and AI. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
NASA's two stuck astronauts finally on their way home after more than 9 months in space. They left the International Space Station earlier today. More details at SRNNews.com.